Cubs baseball is on the air. Cato Jai broadcast of the Cubs game against Rutter is made possible by the Burnham Sports Friends. The pregame is brought to you by K&H Portable Toilets, Modern Air Solution, Felicity Water Well Service, Computer Helpers, Apple Ford, Burnham National Bank, 3F Tree Transplanting Services, J&J Packing, Woodson Lumber Company, Wellman Insurance Agency, Citizens State Bank, BVR Materials, Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts, Burnham Nursing and Rehabilitation, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, Flynn College, Calgary Toyota, J&A Roofing, HEB, Collier Construction, and TNA Services. We'll go out to the field and your hosts, Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, after these words from our sponsors.
Baseball and softball are in full swing, and those of us at Citizens State Bank are proud to cheer them on. We've been hitting your standards out of the park since 1925 with local service, trusted relationships, and a commitment to our hometown success. Because at Citizens State Bank, your hometown is our hometown too. Proud supporters of Burnham Cup baseball and softball. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions. Member FDIC.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Appleport is proud to be sponsoring Brenham's finest baseball teams in the area. Blinn Buck Baseball, Blinn Ladybuck Softball, Brenham Cub Baseball, and the Brenham Cubette Softball Teams. Apple Ford would like to wish everyone good luck who plays today. Stop by Apple Ford and meet with one of their helpful team members to assist you with ordering your new dream vehicle that will knock your expectations out of the park. Come on in today. Apple Ford, Highway 290 West in Brenham. You'll find Apple Ford is the smart choice.
All right, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Brian Rutter High School, where tonight it is the Brenham Cubs and the Rutter Rangers, and this is the final week of district play for these two teams. Brenham Cubs looking to clinch a playoff spot if they can get a win tonight, and the Rangers looking to play spoiler, and of course, important district game. Well, they all are, but this one little bragging rights here with Rutter being coached by a fellow Washington County native, former Burton Panther, Bailey DeRamus.
I tell you what, I'm quite sure that, you know, Bailey would love to be a spoiler, and tonight would not be a better night to do it. But, you know, it'll always be a good contest with Rutter. It's kind of become a little bit of a rivalry now, which is a good thing. But, we're hoping the Cubs can take care of business this evening and put them in a position where they can, you know, start planning on the playoffs for next week.
Yeah, we're here in Bryan tonight, and then the season will wrap up Friday night at Fireman's Park. And we hope you can be with us for both of those games. In the meanwhile, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at more here on the pregame show. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at teglertoyota.com.
Are you looking to add shade trees to your new or existing home or replace new ones in your pasture? You should contact 3F Tree Transplanting today. 3F Tree Transplanting offers relocation services, clear and drip line installations, and they have a variety of trees, both big and small, for sale to go on your property today. For more information, call 337-2981 or go online to 3FTreeTransplanting.com. 3F Tree Transplanting is proud to sponsor the 2025 baseball season for the Brenham Cubs. Cubette and the Blend Bucks and Ladybugs.
Oh no, it's heating up outside and our air conditioning is barely working.
Chill out, big guy. I've already called Modern Air Solutions. With this Texas weather, they got us covered.
Modern Air Solutions specializes in servicing your existing unit as well as the installation of energy-efficient heating and cooling systems. Find them on Facebook or call 979-451-5004. Modern Air Solutions. Honest work with always a fair price. Financing options available. License number TACLA 741.
All right, as we come back here, time now to take a look at our district standings right now. And, of course, last week, Lake Creek officially clinched the district championship. They are currently at the top of the standings at 8-2. And then we got a logjam for the number two spot in district. Brenham, College Station, and Montgomery in a three-way tie, all three of them with 6-6 records. Now, consolidated, they've already played, because of the odd number of teams, they already played all their district games and been as district at 6-6, so they're waiting to see how this week's games turn out as to whether or not they're going to get a chance to be in the playoffs. And then you got Huntsville and Rudder bringing up the rear in the lineup. Coming up tonight, as we said, we got Cubs and Rudder, and then Lake Creek and College Station. That's for College Station. That is a huge series right there as far as playoff positioning. In you remember, Tommy, when we saw College Station back at the beginning of the year, they were really struggling. But here of late, they've kind of come on a little bit and played more like we're used to seeing from College Station.
Doug, I made the comment, we were so blessed that we caught them at a point in time, and they just hadn't found their identity yet. And I told everybody, I said, listen, guys, don't count those guys out.
Yeah,
they're going to be there come the end of the year, and look where they are. They're right there in the thick of things.
Absolutely. And then also Huntsville taking on Montgomery, and that a big series there for Montgomery trying to get in and claim the playoff spot. And good by the end of the weekend, maybe end up with some playoff games, with some one or two game playoffs to determine who does and doesn't get in. So we'll have to see how these last two nights of the season play out. In the meantime, we're going to take a break, and we've got more to come here on the pregame show. But let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham or visit ddmbuildings.com.
Need to open a checking or savings account but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
Hi, I'm Alexandra with TNA Pest Control Services. We are locally owned and operated in Brenham. We will provide you with our brand name products and give you the best quality service we have to offer. Give us a call today for a free quote and let us help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At TNA Services, our number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Cub and Cubettes
along with the Blim Bucks and Lady Bucks, a successful baseball and softball season. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced, select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
All right, as we come back here, they're having their Seniors Night festivities here for the Rudder Rangers. In the meantime, we want to mention, wish congratulations out to one of our former Brenham Cubs, and also he was a member of the Blinn Buccaneers and the Texas A&M Aggies, and that is Evan Oschenbeck. In case you hadn't heard the news earlier today, Evan getting promoted by the Chicago Cubs. He was at their low A affiliate in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, now going to the high A affiliate in South Bend, Indiana. After just three appearances, it was just that overwhelming. And in those three appearances, 14 and a third innings pitched, 16 strikeouts, 7 hits, only 1 unearned run. He was 1-0 with a 0 ERA. Held opponents to a 146 batting average, and what a great job in that short amount of time there.
I tell you what, Doug, to you and I, no surprise.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Evan is such a fine young man, and no one is more deserving than he is and his entire family, because he's just a terrific, very, very terrific young man, and I tell you what, look for bigger and better things from that young man.
Absolutely, and I know one of the things we always go back to when talking about Evan is one of the things that's always been key for him. He throws strikes. And that's what they're looking
that's
for.
That's it. That goes back from the beginning when he was a varsity pitcher. Evan always threw strikes. And, you know, that's so, so very, very important. And the other thing, and you and I talked about this driving over here, if you told that man to jump off the Grand Canyon to make himself a better player, he would do it.
Yeah.
That's just his work ethics are unbelievable. So wish Evan all the best.
Absolutely. And we got more to come here on the pregame show. Let's send you back to the studio. Let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Almost every child in Washington County dreams of being one of Brenham baseball or softball legends. Collier Construction, along with parents, teachers, administration, and coaches, are proud of the young men and women and are here to support our youth of Washington County. Let's teach our kids the value of setting a goal and achieving it. Collier Construction in Brenham is looking forward to this year's baseball and softball season. Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
Well, so you got leaky pipes, clogged drains, or maybe an emergency plumbing situation. We've all been there. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts is here. Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in Brenham, College Station, and Bryan. Y'all, they're equipped with the latest in technological plumbing tools. Dynamic Drains stands behind their workmanship for 2 years. See their complete service list on their website, DynamicDrainsTX.com, and check out their YouTube channel at Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts for all kinds of helpful videos and tips. Master Plumber's License number 40546.
All right, as we come back here, getting ready for the Brenham Cubs and the Rudder Rangers.
The Rangers are led by Bailey DeRamis and Josh Munoz and Jay Fatty. Now, will you please rise and remove your hats for the playing of our national anthem? Thank you.
right, that was the anthem, and we're about ready for tonight's first pitch. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Need a new roof but don't know who to trust? There's no need to worry when you call a company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau like J&A Roofing in Brenham. J&A Roofing has been providing premier roofing services to the area for over 25 years. They specialize in all aspects of roofing, from new conventional to green energy-efficient roofs and repairs for both homes and commercial roofs. Call J&A Roofing today at 979-277-0625. J&A Roofing is a proud supporter of the Brenham Cubs and Blinton Buccaneers baseball softball season.
H-E-B is an avid supporter of today's youth and proud sponsor of the local sports teams. No store does more to bring Brenham families the very best at great low prices. H-E-B in Brenham has over 300 varieties of cheese, a full-service meat market with experienced meat cutters, plus fresh seafood deliveries daily. There's also over 1,000 wines, an artisan bakery, and hundreds of organics. See their circular for weekly specials and meal deals. They've got it all at H-E-B in Brenham, Highway 290 West and Highway 36 South.
For quality water well pump repairs and installation, call Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They have over 30 years of experience and can get your water flowing again. Bilski works on all brands of water well pumps and tanks. Plus, they can improve your water's taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Get the best water out of your well. Call Bilski's Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job is too small. Bilski's Water Well Service also offers trenching services. Call Steve Bilski at Bilski Water Well Service for a free estimate.
All right, it's time now for our starting lineups, and the starting lineups are brought to you by TNA Services, locally owned and operated pest control company in Brenham, providing you with the best quality service and pest management plan that works for you, all for a free quote. And for the Brenham Cubs, it'll be Dalton Hart leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the catcher, Brody Tucker. Batting third, left fielder, Drake Benke. Batting fourth will be the second baseman, Landry Mendoza. Batting fifth, right fielder, Luke Hardy. Batting sixth will be the center fielder, Cannon Crater. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Grady G. Batting eighth will be the first baseman, Evan Curtis. Batting ninth, third baseman, Caleb Maurer. And doing the pitching will be Dawson Keim. Now for the runners starting lineup. It will be Aiden Gray leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the third baseman, Jose Ponce. Batting third, center fielder, Austin Eisen. Batting fourth will be the right fielder, Parker Jones. Batting fifth, left fielder, Noah Ramirez. Batting sixth will be the catcher, Adrian Herrera. Batting seventh, designated hitter, Chris Jones. Batting eighth, second baseman, Javier Marquez. Batting ninth will be the third baseman, Mark Espiriqueta, and doing the pitching will be Jaden Gonzalez. And right now we got the plate meeting between the two head coaches and the three umpires here for tonight. And we're going to take one more break and be back with the start of tonight's game after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington and the surrounding areas, festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work site. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Join K&H Portable Toilets in supporting the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes this baseball and softball season.
You didn't like nerds in high school.
Nerds!
You didn't want to know a nerd throughout your college years.
Nerds!
Now you're working, socializing, and being entertained online. Uh-oh, now you need a nerd.
Nerds?
What is a nerd?
The nerds at Computer Helpers on Day Street in Brenham can fix your virus.
Are all nerds as good as you?
You need short or long-term care after an acute hospital stay or from home. Make Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center your choice for skilled nursing care. Their staff is ready to help guide you through physical, occupational, or speech therapy, as well as post-surgical rehabilitation, cardiac, stroke, pulmonary, wound care, and other services to get you back doing what you love. For more information, contact them today at 836-9770 or stop by 400 East Sales Street. Brenham Nursing and Rehabilitation Center is here for your short and long-term care.
We're back here in Bryan at Rudder High School. And let's come down and take a look at our Game Town weather update, sponsored by Blinn College. With the state's highest academic transfer rate and low tuition fees, Blinn's a great choice for your future. To learn more, visit blinn.edu. And right here in Bryan, it's 85 degrees right now. We got sunset scheduled for just before 8 o'clock. And we got winds right now at 10 miles an hour. And looks like no rain in the forecast expected. That's going to hit tomorrow. Tomorrow we've got almost an 80% chance of rain. And our low tonight is going to get down to 69 degrees. And that is your Game Time weather update. And for the Rudder Rangers, they got Jaden Gonzalez out there warming up. And he'll be working with Adrian Herrera behind the plate right side of the infield. It is... can I see the lineup card real quick?
Oh, yeah,
for
sure,
Rudder,
sure.
For Rudder. So I think I missed... okay, I misread it earlier. Okay, it's Jose Ponce at first base. And Javier Marquez the second, left side Aiden Gray at short, and Marcus Spiriqueta at third. And then in the outfield is Austin Isom, Parker Jones, and Noah Ramirez. You got that back now. And get ready for the Cubs to lead it off. It'll be the top three in the batting order, Dalton Hart, Brody Tucker, and Drake Benke to try to get things going here. Final week of district play. The playoffs will be starting next week. Cubs trying to punch their ticket, but first things first, they got to get a win tonight in order to get there. And Dalton Hart stepping in. And first pitch. And that's back up the middle. Shortstop over. Makes the throw to first and got him. That's out number one. First pitch at 6:58, so a couple minutes early. And nice play there by Aiden Gray, the shortstop for Rudder. And that'll bring up Brody Tucker.
Better than 10 minutes late.
Yeah.
Okay, Doug, you're going to have to help me down the right field line, okay?
Okay. And that one outside for a ball. Oh, we were just talking about, and see, the Aschenbeck family has arrived here.
Yeah, came to watch the youngest of the Aschenbeck family.
Yep, and this one, a fly ball out to center. And backtracking for Rudder and making a catch is Austin Isom for out number two. And now Drake Benke, the batter.
Now batting number 22, Benke.
Saw his dad, Matt, out there, and yeah, Matt never misses a game. And that one down low ball. One
of them. Ow.
Yeah.
You know what, Doug? I don't think he has any shin guards underneath.
It doesn't look like it.
He's a braver man than I am.
Yeah. Drake, to his credit, actually went over and checked to make sure he's okay. And he is okay to continue. And went down low ball, and it's 2-0. Benke, left-hand batter. It's the right-handed pitcher, Gonzalez. And Gonzalez in the full windup and the pitch. And Benke swings and misses that one. And it's a 2-1 count.
Gonzalez took a little bit off that pitch, Doug.
Yeah. And that one swung and missed
one.
A 2-2.
Tell you what, broke that curveball on that outside corner.
Yeah. And next pitch coming from Gonzalez. Bemke got a piece of that one, fouled it over to the left side. Pretty good amount of foul territory to cover for the fielders here over at the ballpark.
A little bit of room out there in center field.
Yeah. And the 2-2. Fouled away once again over to the left side.
We got a little bit of a breeze coming in from the south, yeah. south-southeast. Could become a factor, maybe.
And the 2-2 delivery on the way. And
got it. Oh, my God.
Oh, wait, no, he called the ball.
Whoa.
So 3-2, a full count now. That one was on the inside part of the play. That was an awfully close pitch.
Really close.
And the 3-2. And Bemke swings and sends this one out to center. And bad tracking goes Isom. He'll make the catch. Or out number three. So in the inning with the Cubs, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. Brenham nothing, and Rutter coming into bat. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Herman Electric, LLC, serving the area with electrical wiring and repairs. Call Justin Herman today at 979-836-4179.
Las Americas, serving authentic flavors of Central and South America.
Texas Farm Credit, supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow.
The Barnhill House Toys and Books, an old-fashioned toy store filled from floor to ceiling with hard-to-find classic toys and books.
LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated dealership supporting the local community since 1962.
Treat the team to Bluebell, your hometown ice cream, with a winning flavor for everyone. Pick some up today.
J&A Roofing, experts in every aspect of roofing, from new construction to green energy-efficient solutions.
Wellman Insurance, service that only a local agency can provide. Comprehensive coverage and competitive pricing. Neighbors serving neighbors.
Felder's Buy and Buy. For groceries, snacks, drinks, check cashing service, and Shell gas, 2111 South Market in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, and we head to the bottom half of the first inning, and it's no score between the Brenham Cubs and the Rutter Rangers. And it'll be Aiden Gray to lead it off, followed by Jose Ponce, and then Austin Isom against Dawson Keim. And Dawson Keim working to Brody Tucker behind the plate, right side of the infield. Evan Curtis at first. Landry Mendoza at second, left side. It is Dalton Hart at shortstop. Caleb Maurer at third. In the outfield, Cannon Crater in center, flanked in right by Luke Hardy, and in left by Drake Bemke.
Coach, again, having a couple of minor changes. So. Mm-hmm.
And Aiden Gray to lead it off here for Rutter.
Leading off for the Rangers, the shortstop, number two, Aiden Gray.
And the first pitch is a strike, 0-1. And next pitch coming, and that one foul away, and it's 0-2. And that one, a pie for a ball, and it's 1-2 now.
little unusual, Doug. We're normally accustomed to seeing Dawson Keim on Fridays.
Yeah.
And he's been on a roll on Fridays.
And that one sent out to right field and over his Hardy, and he'll make the catch for out number one. And so that's one down. And so Jose Ponce coming up. He's a junior right-hander. Pitch swung out and missed, and it's 0-1.
Nice curveball there by Dawson Keim.
This one, a ground ball to first. Curtis up with it, and he'll run to the bag and get the out. And that's two quick outs for Keim. That'll bring him Boston Ice in the center fielder.
We like those quick outs, especially when it's in our favor.
Yep. And foul tip in the mitten. It's 0-1.
Second time in a row, Dawson leads him off with curveball. Couldn't catch up to it.
And that one outside, and it's 1-1. And then there for a strike, and it's 1-2.
Beautiful fastball there, knee high outside corner.
And that one rounded to third. Maurer up with it. Rolls to first, and Curtis stretching gets the out. And that'll tie the side. So three up and three down in that inning. Three up and three down. What a relief. Come to Brenham National Bank and get financial relief. They make banking fun. Member FDIC. And we go to the second inning. No score here from runner. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
BVR Materials. They're more than just dirt haulers. They offer locally sourced materials and contractors for houses, barns, ponds, dozer work, and more.
For State Farm Good Neighbor Service, see John Breeden, your State Farm agent on South Day in Brenham.
TNT Car Wash. Clean it yourself or use the touchless automatic car wash across from Mariachi's on Market Street. Allen Day Funeral Homes and Crematorium. When you deserve the best of funeral and cremation services.
Specializing in pork products, J&J Packing Company, your wholesale meat distributor.
Evans Cabinet Door in Brenham has been crafting made-to-order custom cabinet doors since 1992.
Brenham LP Gas, offering safe, reliable propane since 1945. Your comfort is in their business. 836-2331.
Computer Helpers, Brenham's favorite choice for a new computer, sales, and repair. See the nerds at 2303 South Day.
Nancy Carroll Roberts Memorial Library. Your link to the past and gateway to the future.
And we come back here and heading to the top of the second inning for the Brenham Cubs. We'll be Landry Mendoza, Luke Hardy, and Cannon Crater against Jaden Gonzalez. No score here as of yet.
Now batting number 9, Mendoza.
Landry Mendoza, junior second baseman, stepping in here. One down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Mendoza, 3-year starter here on the varsity. And curveball just missing there by Gonzalez. And it's 1-1. That Fastball down low, and it's 2-1. And swung and a miss, 2-2.
Ooh, nice curveball there by Gonzalez.
And that one foul up third base side. Knocked down by Coach Wheaton. Up, and then he overthrew the pitcher.
Almost made a terrific stop. Nice play, Coach.
Yeah, luckily Spivey was there to back him up. And that one just missing there, and it's 3-2. Bull count now to Mendoza. And that's ball four. So leadoff walk here to Mendoza. That'll bring up Luke Hardy.
Now batting number 19, Hardy.
Hardy's sophomore utility man. He's one of those type of guys, you can plug him in pretty much wherever.
And he's good. That's that. And if I was a betting person, I would say whatever coach asked him, that's what he would do.
Yep. And that one fouled away and throwing one. In safely.
Pretty quick move there by Gonzalez.
Yes, it is. And foul back in the screen by Hardy, and it's 0-2. Pitch and Hardy pops this one up. Yeah, first baseman giving him a look, and he'll make a catch for out number one. And yeah, nice play there by Jose Ponce. So one on, one out, and that'll bring him Cannon Crater, the center fielder.
Now batting number 24, Crater.
And back in safely is Mendoza. And diamond's called. And we're going to get a conference at the mound with the catcher Herrera and the pitcher Gonzalez.
Doug, that's something I haven't seen in a while. Umpire had a brush.
I always miss them because they usually have the little brooms that they go through and sweep the base off or sweep the plate off. And that is a strike call on one on Crater.
about waist high on that outside corner.
Throw over, run it back in safely. And throw over once again, runner not really going anywhere. Two now on Crater.
Another good curveball there by Gonzalez.
That one is back, and that is going to be off the fence. And Mendoza coming around, and he's going to score, and that's going to be an RBI double for Cannon Crater.
Well, that's what you call an early candidate for the drive.
Yeah, and Landry Mendoza also just made the first run of the game for the Brenham Cubs. And the first run of the game is brought to you by Texas Farm Credit. Texas Farm Credit supporting rural communities and agriculture with reliable, consistent credit and financial services today and tomorrow, focused on helping you grow. If you're considering purchasing a farm, ranch, real estate, or even a new home, consider Texas Farm Credit for your financing needs. And that'll bring up the designated hitter, Grady G. He's hitting for the pitcher, Dawson Keim. To Crater at second. Only one out. Throw back over, and Crater back in there safely. In there for a strike, and it's 0-1 on Grady G. And that one down the line, he turned on it, but a little too much, and foul.
They were good to see Grady's bat in the lineup. Mm-hmm. A little unfamiliar as a DH, but sticks in the lineup.
Yeah, Gene more normally known for his defense. And Gonzalez checking the base runner. And Thomas Cole. So basically no pitch, and they're going to do it all over again. Into the base runner. And that one's outside for a ball. 1-2. The base runner, and that one foul again. by Grady G. And one ball and two strikes. Cubs with a 1-0 lead here. We're in the top of the second inning here at Brian Rutter High School. Roll back in, runner in there safely. It's a one ball and two strikes. One bounced up there and gets Crater over to third. So runner at third, and still just one out here in the inning. And that one is sent high fly ball, and that is going to get up against the fence. And that's going to be at least a double for Grady G. He may be looking three, and Coach is going to hold him up. And it's an RBI double. Make it 3-0, Cubs. Or 2-0, excuse me, 2-0.
Another candidate, Doug.
Yep, it's 2-0. And now I'll bring him Evan Curtis.
27, Curtis.
Yeah, so two candidates for the Hyundai and Brennan Drive of the game, which, of course, will be awarding during our post-game show. So 2-0 Cubs. RBI double Crater, RBI double Grady G. And now Curtis, here can we make it 3 in a row. And that one taken for a ball, and it's 1-0. Pitch dips outside the ball, and it's 2-0. And still just one out in the inning here for the Cubs.
Wind's starting to whip a little bit more.
Yep. And that one bounced up their ball, and it's 3-0. Inside the ball, and that is going to send Curtis down to first as he draws another walk and bring up Caleb Maurer. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound.
Coach DeRamus doesn't like what he sees right
no.
now.
Especially with him being a former catcher.
And being his former position player, he would know a little bit about those guys on the map.
Oh, yeah. I know he got a great, when he first got the job over here in Rutter, I remember Harvey McIntyre, our good friend, who was the coach of the Blindbucks at the time, said, oh, that's going to end up being a, he said, a great hire, because he said Bailey is one of the smartest young men that he ever coached.
Oh, I can believe it.
Now batting number 10.
Yeah, couldn't have been a better compliment from a junior college coach.
Absolutely. So.
I'm sure the Burton coaches would have a lot to say also.
And Next pitch popped up, and that's going to be caught by Gonzalez. Maurer popped up the bunt, and Gonzalez was right there and almost had a chance at a double play there.
It was close.
So two down now. That'll bring up Dalton Hart.
Now batting number two, Hart.
And Hart's in that one. That's going to drop for a base hit. And G coming home. He'll score on the RBI single. And that'll make it 3-0 Cubs. Yeah, we got Brody Tucker now coming up here. Three, Tucker. Tucker swings and misses 0-1.
Tell you what, Brody took a rip at that curveball.
Yep. Tucker flew out to center field his first time up. Yeah, the ball, 1-1. Benke waiting on deck. And that one, Tucker sends down the line. Right fielder and first baseman give it chase, and they're going to run out of room. One ball and two strikes.
A little above average on those foul lines.
The leads. Pitch gets away from the catcher and they'll move up.
That was easy pickings with a little bit of real estate behind home plate.
Absolutely. So the Cubs batting here with two down. Three runs are home here in the second. And I'm going to add more to it.
Good speed at second, a base hit, probably two more.
And that one grounded is short. And rolls on the first and gets the out. So in that inning for the Cubs, they do come up with three runs on three hits. There are no errors. We're going to take a break, and Cubs lead it 3-0. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Rant.
Take charge of your health with Brenham Fitness, Washington County's number one fitness solution with locations on South Market and Prairie Lee Street.
WC Tractor, serving Brenham and the Brazos Valley since 1939. Visit online at WCTractor.com. Korth and Lange Welding, specializing in general steel structural and ornamental fabrication. Learn more at KorthandLangeWelding.com.
Center Church Brenham seeks to display the good news of Jesus Christ in every part of life. Now located in the old First Baptist Church at 304 North Market Street, Brenham.
Bluebell Aquatic Center on East Tom Green Street. for recreation, therapy, competition, and fun year-round.
American Overhead Door Company, Brenham's original overhead door company since 1975. Call 979-836-4442.
Find new roads at TeglerChevrolet.com, where you'll see great deals on new and certified pre-owned Chevrolets.
Yum, sweets, and eats. Serving delicious pizzas, wraps, candy, homemade fudge, and ice cream in downtown Brenham.
No matter what team you support, SSB Designs and Creations has the spirit gear for you. 301 West Main Street in Brenham.
All right, as we come back here, and for runner, it will be Parker Jones, Noah Ramirez, and Adrian Herrera. They go up against Dawson Khan. And it's time now. Okay, I'm ready. And the first pitch to him is a strike on one.
And a nice fastball. Just below the waist.
Kind of taking his time here. And that one is taken for a ball, 1-1. That one swung and a miss. Got him to chase one outside. I'll hold the count at 1-2.
Dawson started that curveball on the outside corner and broke way out and got Jones to go for it.
To that one, foul. And since one got all third, Maurer up with it, throws the first and gets the out. Noah Ramirez, the left fielder.
Now batting left fielder number 17, Noah Ramirez.
With a 3-0 lead, time kind of set. And foul back once again. Pitches here. And that one outside for a ball is 2-1. Foul ball on the third base side this time. Crater's really making Gonzalez work in this at bat. Lions with a 3-0 lead. All three runs come top half of the inning now. Lions trying to answer back, and Matt got ball in the hole, and Maurer booted it. So that'll be the first base runner.
I know the thought process is for third baseman to try to make every play that he possibly can at third. In that particular case, again, it was a slow hop there, so I think it'd been a much easier play for Dalton.
Right. Yeah, so Herrera steps up here. With one out runner at first. So one out runner aboard.
Brody does a heck of a job framing that pitch.
Again. And here, well, now, two and now pulls the bat back. Fire again, and in safely is the runner. That should be number, I think should be number five there. And strike. Oh, ball four. Another runner aboard. It's two on now. And that'll bring up Chris Jones. And now everybody can talk to
That is 11, isn't it, Dad?
Yeah.
Courtesy went on first base. 16, Delgado.
Gabriel Ramirez, courtesy runner.
Now batting the designated hitter, number four, Chris Jones.
Now Chris Jones, come on, we're going to lay down a punt. Pulls the bat back in, takes a strike.
And took a little pit off that pitch, broke it at the knees.
Yeah, it looks like so far TL, the move from Wednesday night to Tuesday night hasn't affected him. And that one back in the middle. Nice play by Cam. Going to go second or one. And that's all he's going to get.
The good thing of it is a smart play there by Dalton Hart. Made sure you got the one out for sure.
At the corners, two down here. We're in the bottom of the second inning. And pitch the strike called. Low down, and he's base safe. Stolen base for Jones.
Dalton, it was a great throw there by Brody Tucker, mm-hmm. but the, Dalton Hart came up and had to reach back for the runner.
Yeah, and the runner had a really good jump, too, on top of that.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And so, with 2 outs. That was a foul ball. It's 0-1. There's pitch, swung and missed. They foul it off, and so he gets to stay alive for another pitch. And time is called. Adam wants to go have a word with his coach.
Got all three coaches involved now.
Yeah. You don't see that too often.
Not too often, but hey, it's the way you stay in the game.
Mm-hmm.
For Brenham's sake, we don't want to base hit here.
Yep. Yeah. It's a long look in.
I thought we had 2 strikes. Or did he call that a ball? Seen that from Dawson in a while.
No, we have not. Bring up Marco Espiriqueto. You got Herrera at third, Jones at second, and Marez at first base with Esquirca at the plate. Tried for a suicide squeeze, bumped it right into the catcher's mitt, 1-0. It is 2-1. Or 1-1. And that one back up the middle. Hart's got a chance here. On the first inning, gets the out to retire the side. So the inning. It's 3 ups, no down. The Cubs lead it 3-0 as we go to the third inning. It's time now for the Mattress Guys giveaway inning. The third caller of the KWHI studio, 979-836-9937. And you want a maroon zip color from the Mattress Guys valued at $60. Just call in 979-836-9937 and be the third caller. This cool gel sleeping cool gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cool sleeping atmosphere, and you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner Anthony Dzesensky invites you to stop in his new store, 2668 Highway 36 South in Brenham. And check out his mattress sets and wide selection of pillows and sheets. Remember, only one pillow per unit per family per season. If you have not won a title in the last 30 days, if you have won a title in the last 30 days, you're not eligible.
I got rollers. Can you see okay yet? Or you need
I'm good. As we get set for the top of the third inning, and kind of dodging a bullet there, and now it's going to be for the Cubs, Drake Benke, Landry Mendoza, and Lou Carty. Cubs with 3-0 lead. Benke flew out to center field his first time up.
Now batting number 22,
Benke. Long kin by the pitcher Gonzalez, and he will bring it. And it's taken for a ball, 1-0. Swung and a miss, and it's 1-1. And that one foul away, out of play, and it's going to be 1-2. Going to bring up Landry Mendoza. Mendoza walked and scored the first run in the ballgame in his last at bat.
Now batting
first strikeout for Gonzalez, correct?
Yes.
Landry walked his first time at bat and scored a run.
Now let's see if we can duplicate that. Pop up, and that's going to go foul. One ball, one strike. And that one is over to shortstop. And making another nice play there is Aiden Gray for out number two. And now Lou Carty, the batter.
Now batting number 19, Carty.
Yeah. And that is a strike.
That was a pretty good curveball that time, Doc.
Yep. And that's that way.
Luke flied out first. His first at bat.
Again, the pitch coming from Blanco. By a ball. And that one grounded to shortstop. Big bounce there. Throw to first and got him. And that'll retire the side. So any inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We go to the bottom of the third inning. And no score between the Cubs and the Rangers. Back into we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Dynamic Drains is the leading professional plumbing team in the Brazos Valley. Dynamic Drains Plumbing and Drain Experts.
Brenham Country Club, Highway 105, houses an 18-hole golf course, large pool, and beautiful clubhouse.
Book your party early and let Gavisa Catering take the worry away. Call 979-836-8778.
Buck Williams with Apple Ford of Brenham. He'll treat you like his best customer, because that's what you are.
Any property you see, call EB. 979-830-3914. Call today with Cedar Frame.
Brenham Animal Services, providing community pets with the care they need and love they deserve.
Blake Sanders with Apple Ford in Brenham. When you're shopping for a new car, just remember, don't wait. Go see Blake.
For breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Chapel Hill Bakery, Deli, and Barbecue is the place to go.
With experience and knowledge comes the best results. Boo Christensen at Hody Real Estate in downtown Brenham.
Herman Furniture. There's always something new at the oldest furniture store in Texas. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hallwright Custom Movers are here for your moving needs, from packing your belongings to loading and unloading your furniture. Call 979-337-4285.
Baker's Ag Service. Commercial and residential for dozer work, excavation services, and demolition work.
For a great smile, see Dr. Michael Altman and Dr. Rob Knowles at Altman Dentistry on South Bluebell Road.
Find that dream car you've always wanted at Apple Ford in Brenham. Just ask for Johnny the Car Guy.
La Morello's Meat Market, 1501 South Market. Groceries, fresh cut meats, produce, and bakery items made fresh daily.
All aboard!
All right, as we get back here to the bottom of the third inning, it will be Aiden Gray, Jose Ponce, and Austin Isom to face off against Dawson Keim. And the first pitch is inside a ball, 1-0. Or excuse me, inside of the strike, 0-1. Nice pitch from Keim. That one back up in the middle, gets over Keim's head. And Mendoza grabs, throw to first, but he beat it out.
First hit given up by Dawson Keim.
And so that'll get a runner aboard. And really, Landry did everything he could there. Just too longer distance for him to run.
First baseman, number 7.
And on we go here. And Jose next batter. Got a throw over and running back in safely. Jose Ponce at the plate. Ponce grounded out to the first baseman Curtis, his first time up. That one down low for a ball. That one past the diving Maurer at third. And that's going to put two runners on. Cubs are trying to do a shift and actually ended up backfiring on them.
Tell you what, here Dawson was cruising along. Now all of a sudden two hits in a row.
I be in a loop. She be in a loop.
And so that'll bring Boston Ice in.
Center fielder, number 8, Austin Tyson.
I lose when we the losers. Still running around the mall. Get ready back to go, y'all. People tell me back I show up. I ain't even giving yet. Running up a silly shit. Staying off the internet. Shit, stay.
Nobody out here. We're in the bottom of the third inning. And that one's up high for a ball. Up there, 2-0.
That Isom looks like he could be a running back.
Yeah.
Well built young man.
Great way to bunt.
He did go after it, Doug.
Yeah, okay. They did. I was curious if they maybe called the ball.
Brody Tucker saw that he had a big lead off of second base, makes the throw to second. The runner breaks for third, ends up at third.
Okay.
Got him.
Oh, no. Unless did he drop the ball? The throw was there. And no argument from Coach Wheaton.
I thought throw was there in time, but.
I did too.
What do I know? I mean. Am I looking at that right? 3-1?
Yes.
And we still don't have an out.
That's true. Parker Jones. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound. Coach Wheaton and the players along the battery.
I think that's Coach Spivey.
Or is that,
not
oh,
to correct
Spivey.
I looked at the facial hair.
When he went out there, he had his back turned, so it was hard to tell. And so So now everybody back, hopefully on the same page here. Bases loaded. And as we said, nobody out with Parker Jones, the cleanup man, to do up.
Doug, I don't know if you noticed, we started with a three-man umpiring crew.
Mm-hmm.
We lost one.
Yeah, I noticed that.
We hope he's all as well.
Yes.
Rare situation here. Play at any base now.
Yeah, this one, suicide screen.
Oh, my goodness.
Scores on the first. And they do get the out at first.
The main thing is they did get an out. Tell you what, it was a beautiful bunt by Jones.
And so that'll make it 3-1 now. Yeah, he bunted and really Kimes' only play was, because the runner got such a good jump off of third there, Kimes' only play was to first.
And a very good play there by Dawson Kimes.
Another bunt, and Curtis popped the ball through him and overthrew. One runner's coming, and he overthrew again. On the suicide squeeze attempt, Curtis fielded the ball, overthrew Tucker at home plate. Tucker went to get the ball, and when he threw it back to home plate, overthrew again. So two errors on the same play allow Rudder to come tie it up.
Wow. Unbelievable.
As punt and Isom score. And just one out here in the inning.
Tell you what, Coach Durham is not afraid to play small ball.
No. Well, I mean, really, they're playing with nothing to lose, so they can pull out all the stops.
That's it, you know.
And that one is a strike call.
Herrera walked his first at bat.
And Thomas gone. Runner at second, Ramirez takes his lead. Next pitch by Kime outside for a ball.
Dawson came back with curveball again. Started out on the corner, broke outside off the corner.
Foul tip. And one ball with two strikes. Comes down, just got to settle down here. Get these last two outs and get out of the inning. And hopefully without any more damage being done.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Doug. I thought we scored those three runs, and I said we were going to cruise here, and all of a sudden we have a ball game.
Check the swing. Two balls, two strikes.
Hey, Doug, weren't you around when Coach Hathaway did that one time in a game? All the bunting?
My sophomore year against A&M Consolidated.
You need to tell that story. I'd love to hear that story.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, that one is down low, a ball. We were playing A&M Consolidated, and their big guy back then was Jeff Watson. And we had, it was I think, 6 or 7 suicide squeezes in a row, and all successful because they could not field the bunt. And he just kept bunting. He just kept going over and over just until they could actually get it. And we ended up coming back and beating them 11-6. We were losing at the time, came back and beat them 11-6 in that game.
Wow.
And a walk to Herrera.
Okay, can you catch that number down? We're going to have a Curtis running.
And that is number 15. That's Canyon Delgado running. Well, Delgado running for Curtis, running for Herrera. Two on. Still just one out. And Chris Jones, the designated hitter, to bat. Squares away to bunt and bunts it over Keim. We'll flip it to Mendoza covering, and that's two away. And
another nice bunt. He got the job done.
Maris walked his first time up.
Now batting the second baseman, number 5, Javi Marias.
And pitch is a strike call. 0-1.
I am correct on that. That Marez is the 8th batter. We're almost.
Yeah.
Wow.
They have almost made it through the through almost batted around here.
Oh, beautiful pitch.
And strike call makes it 0-2. Now, kind of one more pitch to get out of this.
Nice fastball, knee high, outside corner.
And that one foul away. Holds the count at 0-2. Hit over to the right side on the screen just above the Cub dugout.
You know, I lost it about at first base, and I said, please don't go down the line.
Tied up 3-3 here, bottom of the third inning. Runners running, and they can get a hit here. They can go in front for the first time tonight. And that one just missing. Kind of was taking a few steps toward the dugout. And now he'll have to come back and throw another pitch. And outside of ball, 2-2. Pitch, ground ball to short, Hart up with it, throws to first and gets the out to retire the side. But in the inning, the Rangers come up with 3 runs on 2 hits. There were 2 errors and 2 left on. And we go to the 4th inning, all tied up at 3 apiece. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Herman International, 514 West Alamo. Honest service and expert repairs on commercial trucks.
Quick Lane Tire and Auto. No appointment necessary. Highway 290 West next to Apple 4.
Lone Star Southern Grill in Brenham. Serving great tasting steaks, chicken, seafood, and pasta dishes. Good food, good times. Lone Star Southern Grill.
Christy Schloatman, Farmers Insurance at 201 North Park. Offering a wide range of auto, home, business, and life insurance.
Forever Young Resale Shop. 701 East Commerce, for gently used clothing, accessories, and home decor.
Buying or selling property? Turn to the professionals at Hody Real Estate. Go online to HodyRE.com.
Shop online with Mike Leonard, Brenham's favorite local dealership, AppleFord.com.
For mouthwatering barbecue and homemade sides, go where the locals go. LJ's Barbecue, West Main in Brenham.
Triangle Air and Heating, your independent train dealer on Hanley Street in Brenham. It's hard to stop a train.
Coring Monument Company, serving Brenham since 1950 with superior monument and cemetery work. CoringMonument.com.
All right, as we head to the top of the fourth inning here, and we are all tied up at three apiece between the Brenham Cubs and the Rudder Rangers. And for the Cubs, it'll be Cannon Crater, Grady G, and Evan Curtis batting. Doug Brown and Tommy Lange with you here on this Tuesday night, start of a busy week of broadcasting here at KWHI. Of course, we got girls' playoffs coming up Tuesday with the Burton Lady Panthers and the Brenham Cubettes. And then we'll have Cubettes and Cubs on Friday, and we'll see what happens as far as Saturday goes. And that one is out to right field, and that is going to be a catch by the right
fielder.
What a
catch!
The right,
put a star
right
by
right fielder there, Parker Jones, with a diving catch, just robbed Crater of the hit, and even Crater clapped for that one.
Nice play.
That's one of those, you, like we always say, you can't do nothing. You just tip your hat to it.
That's great it.
Play.
Number seven, G.
Congratulations. Great play.
And now Grady G, the batter. Grady had an RBI double his first time up.
And I never had the opportunity to say that Cannon Crater had an RBI double. And thanks for bringing it up on Grady G. And scored a run. So.
And next pitch coming. And that's a strike call. Next pitch coming. Up high, a ball.
Back to Grady G. Here the last few weeks, Grady G's been making really good contact with the baseball at the plate.
Has. Certainly has. In there, strike three called.
Wow.
That's two down. Now we'll bring up Evan Curtis.
I'll tell you what, Doug, that one there is a little bit too close not to swing at.
Yeah. Curtis. So Curtis drew a walk his first time up. Up their ball, 2-0. Coming up, bottom half of this inning, we'll have our Whataburger recap, and still to come, our Nathan's Barbecue Buccaneer Food Store home run inning, worth $70 tonight. Pitches inside, Curtis gets hit by the pitch. That'll move him on down to first base and bring up Caleb Maurer.
Another game with another hit batter.
Number two. Yep. And of course, nothing coming up Thursday, the draft. We'll be having to keep an eye out on that one.
You and I are not going to be together, Doug. I don't know if Javi will be keeping up with it, but let me know what the Cowboys did.
Yep. And the pitch is a strike. And that one fouled away, and it's quickly here 0-2 on Maurer.
They're still not going to draft what I feel that they need.
But, yeah.
You know.
Well, Jerry was talking this afternoon about possibly making some trades.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He better trade up.
Yeah. And this one, little flare out to third base. And he's going to be caught for out number three. But in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. And we're halfway through this one, going to the bottom of the fourth, all tied up, 3-3 with the Cubs and Rangers. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Contact A1 Quality Plumbing for same-day service, free inspections and estimates, and A1 Quality Plumbing Services.
Brenham, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge is paying you top dollar for your used vehicles. Visit them today at Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Head to Hart's Chicken in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center in Brenham and get the all-you-can-eat chicken buffet.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, helping your friends and neighbors with auto, home, and life insurance.
Norman's Pharmacy, independent and locally owned and operated. You'll find everything you need in one convenient stop.
Whether new or used, Apple Ford in Brenham has just what you need, from trucks and SUVs to hybrids and electrics.
Plants and Things, a small town nursery big on happy customers. Highway 36 South, large enough to serve you, small enough to want to. To reduce up to 50% of your heating and cooling costs, call Climate Defense Systems at 979-353-2537.
Where teens thrive, lead, and belong. The Boys and Girls Club believes in your greatness.
All right, as we come back here to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's time now for our Whataburger recap. And the Whataburger recap brought to you by Whataburger, 2801 Highway 36 South in Brenham. Juicy burgers, creamy malt milkshakes, french fries, and fancy ketchup. Adding big flavor to your hometown with online ordering available. Perfect at all hours of the day, 24-7. And as we come into this inning, it'll be Mark Espericueta leading things off for Rudder.
Now batting the third baseman, number one, Mark Espericueta.
And for the Brenham Cubs, they got their three runs in the top of the second inning. And Espericueta ground ball to third. Now we're up with it. Fires across to Curtis at first and gets the out. That's one away. It was Landry Mendoza leading it off with a walk. And then two batters later, Cannon Crater with an RBI double. Then Grady G followed with another double. And that made it make it 2-0. And then a couple of batters later, Dalton Hart with an RBI single that brought in G to make it 3-0 Cubs. And then Rudder would come back with three runs in the bottom of the third inning. Got a couple of hits, a walk, and then a couple of Cub errors played factors into that. And that's going to be a single for Aiden Gray. He's now 2-for-3 in the game. And so that's where we're at. Bottom of the fourth, tied 3-3. Dawson Cubs still out there for the Cubs. As Jose Ponce to bat now.
Ponce with a single, his last at bat.
Now batting the first baseman, number 7, Jose Ponce.
That was all part of that crazy third inning.
Yep.
Wow.
Roller, and runner really wasn't leading very far. Pitch is a strike call.
So a really good curveball there by Dawson Kine. Broke it on that outside corner.
come, throw over. Runner back in. Dime steps off. And throw back in. And safely goes the runner. Ball at the right field, in comes Hardy, and it drops in, and that'll put two runners aboard. That one hung up there for a long time, and Hardy had a long way to go, and it just couldn't get there in time to make the catch. So two hits, and brings up Austin Isom.
That was kind of in no man's land, but
yeah.
you couldn't have said it any better. That was a long way to run for Luke Hardy.
And now Austin Isom batter. He walked and scored his last time up. And squares away to bunt. And he'll take a strike 0-1. Base hit. Hardy able to cut it off. Runner coming home. And throws cut off. Oh, no. It's still fired in, but he's safe. An RBI single for Isom, and Rudder is taking the lead 4-3. And now Parker Jones, the right fielder, due up.
So that struggle was tough in the like a nugget. Now batting the right fielder, number 12.
Now I can take care of my mother. Got me out, watch the price of another. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound.
Now that is Coach Wheaton.
No.
Yep, that's three straight hits in this inning for Rudder.
Yep. And I think it's more or less just a good time to settle down. Just get a double play ball and be nice here. Nobody warming up for the Cubs, so kind of against the world right now.
Wasn't it this batter when Coach DeRamus started all that bunting?
Yeah, the suicide squeeze bunt that brought home their first run. And they would probably caught the Cubs off guard because you normally don't expect a squeeze bunt from a cleanup hitter.
That, you're exactly right. Tell you what, then you're going back to old school baseball.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with old school baseball.
No. And he bunts again.
And there it is again.
And Curtis going to pick it up and put the tag on him. Gets the job done and moves the runners over. Ponce to third. Isom to second. And now that'll bring up Noah Ramirez. When we go to the fifth, the Cubs will have the top of their order due up. But right now, they just got to get one more out to get to that top of the fifth inning.
Noah Ramirez.
And pitch taken for a strike. 0-1.
It's the ball, coach. Go.
Yeah, that one, slow dribbler, foul up the third base side. Caleb Maurer right there on top of it.
Yeah, good job by Caleb letting the ball go foul. Thought for a minute it was going to hug that line.
Time called. This coach wants that word with Ramirez. Pitches to Holloway. Pulls the count 0-2. And outside, 1-2. Try to get him to chase one. And Ramirez held up. Foul away. Another foul. 1-2.
Ramirez fighting them off.
He certainly is. Runners second and third. And that one's going to be popped up. Curtis and Tucker giving chase. And didn't catch up to it. Tucker, as they say, gave it the old college try, but fell just short.
I tell you what, that's where it goes back to all this foul territory from anywhere from first base back toward the backstop here. A long way for Tucker.
Yeah.
A long way for Curtis.
And this one, grab him on the third. Maurer throws over to first, and that'll retire the sides in the inning. The Rangers do get one run on three hits, no errors, and two left on. And we go to the top of the fifth. Runner leading Brenham 4-3. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Roberts Service Station, Brenham's favorite full-service station on West Main for gas, tires, oil changes, and ice-cold drinks.
For good food fast, no place hops like Sonic. Sonic Drive-In, South Day Street in Brenham.
McCoy's Lumber, from a simple faucet replacement to building a house from the ground up. Highway 290 East in Brenham.
For the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies, see Medicare Equipment Specialties. 1401 South Austin.
For your water well protection or container needs, visit Texas Flat Pack Containers, 2155 FM 50.
KT Auto Plus, General Automotive and Tractor Repair, located at 1006 North Park in Brenham.
Tradewinds Physical Therapy in Brenham.
offers affordable, customized treatment plans, flexible scheduling, and the latest in medical technology.
Brenham Produce thanks you for voting them the best feed store in Washington County. For all your feed needs, visit the Little Feed Mill in downtown Brenham.
3F Tree Transplanting, the best trees and transplanting services in Washington County. Go online to 3ftreetransplanting.com.
Schleider Furniture and Mattress Company in Brenham, the home of Sealy Posturepedic, beats big city gallery prices every day on Lazy Boy and more.
Experience truly exceptional service at Tegeler Toyota, 1515 Highway 290 West and at TeglerToyota.com.
Schulte Farm Services, not just a feed store, full service farming and ranching supplies since 1992.
Make every meal a fiesta with Manuel's Mexican Restaurant and Taqueria, located at 409 West Main in Brenham.
Faith Mission, local people, local solutions, changing lives and making a difference, making his mission our mission.
Shop where the builders shop. Woodson Lumber Company in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington.
And back we go here, and we lead off the top half of the fifth inning. It's going to be Dalton Hart to bat here.
Number two, Hart.
And Gonzalez, the batter, or pitching, and fouled away. And it's time now for our Buccaneer Food Store Nathan's Barbecue home run inning. And Dalton, the batter, $70 worth of gas up. And who's he hitting for?
Bridget Gonzalez.
All right. And Hart sends us one a fly ball. Center fielder backtracking. And Isom makes the grab for out number one. And now coming up next, that'll be Brody Tucker. And Brody, be hitting four.
Sorry about that, Doug. Jimmy Bohart.
All right, Jimmy.
Now batting number three, Tucker.
Let's see, he didn't work. He's retired from there now, isn't he? So
he is retired.
He is eligible now.
He is eligible, and he's got some hand surgery coming up.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember the exact date, but I know it's getting close. Well,
pitch is a ball 1-0. And in the Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue home run, it's a home run. It's worth, in this case, $70 worth of gasoline. They hit a double or triple, it's worth a rack of ribs. And Tucker's going to get hit by the pitch. That'll send him on down to first base.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Yep. And now that'll bring Drake Benke. And Drake hitting four.
I'm going to say it's Martin Gonzalez.
Yeah. Martin Gonzalez, the contestant here. And just update on the blend score tonight over at Leroy Dreyer Field. Bucks leading Wharton 7-1. It is Matt Quintanar, and another home run in the game there. And Lane Allen also with a hit and three RBIs as well. So Bucks looking pretty good on their end. Here the Cubs trailing 4-3, and trying to get back in this one.
On their way to another victory. They've hit a few home runs this year also.
Yeah. And pitch is a ball. It's 1-0. And don't forget that the Buccaneer Food Store is your convenient quick stop for gas, authentic homemade breakfast tacos, and original meat and fruit kolaches. And Gonzalez ready with the next pitch. Pie ball is 2-0. And don't forget Nathan's Barbecue. Go inside for lunch specials daily. You get barbecue ribs, pork, brisket, side orders. Stuffed baked potatoes with your choice of toppings. And remember their motto.
Ain't no fib about our rib.
Buccaneer Food Store, Nathan's Barbecue, 1309 Prairie Lee Street. And I'm a proud supporter of area sports. Throwback and runner in there safely.
I'm sure I've told you, Doug, but yeah. I like to bring it up every year. Anyway, you do know how they came up with the slogan.
No.
Carly.
Oh, okay.
His daughter, Carly, came up with that slogan.
Okay.
So.
And pitches down low for a ball.
They were having a meal, and Nathan was going, I need to come up with a slogan. And Carly just spit it out. What's wrong with ain't no fib about our rib?
Yeah.
So.
And ball four, Benke draws the walk, and that'll put two runners aboard. And bring up Landry Mendoza. And Landry hitting four.
Bailey Bosseret.
All righty, Bailey. You are up next. And that's going to get a visit to the mound here. Cubs trying to bounce back here. They follow behind 4-3. Trying to see if they can retake the lead after they were up 3-0 at one point.
Good opportunity here for the Cubs.
And Coach electing to stick with this pitcher a little bit longer. Mendoza 0-1 in the game. Walked and scored his first time up. And then popped up with the shortstop last time around. And that one outside for a ball. 1-0 count.
Landry walked and flied out short.
That one inside got a piece of him. And so that'll load the bases now for Luke Hardy. And Luke hitting four.
Danny Jankowski.
Number 19.
All right, Danny, you are our next contestant. And bases loaded, only one out. Chance here for the Cubs. And Hardy sends this one a high pop. And left fielder came in. Now he's got a backtrack. And makes it. Oh, he dropped the ball. And coming in to score is going to be Tucker to tie it up. And so now Cannon Crater, the batter. And we're all tied up at four apiece now. Let's see, and still only one out. And up next.
Is that allowed? It's my brother.
Oh.
No batting, number 24.
I don't see why not.
He's no affiliation, is he?
No.
Kenneth Lange.
Unless you don't want him to be.
No, I mean, you know, I want him to win. Uh-huh. I mean, of course, if he does win, I mean, if he doesn't share, then we're going to have a conversation. But no.
Pitches a ball, one
good luck, brother. Hey, man, he helped out at the clay shoot.
There you go.
So did Jimmy Bohart. So, you know, it's all we're all good. We're all good.
And this one, a little dribbler foul up the third base side. It's 1-1.
I just want to make sure I stay within the rules.
Yep. They're going to go home and get one. Throw to first. Double play. 1-2-3 double play to win the inning. And the Cubs do get one run. No hits. There was one error. And in two left on, and we go to the bottom of the fifth, and so no winner. That means Thursday night for the Cubhead game, we go up to $80 worth of gas. And meanwhile, we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, tied 4-4. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Alexander Oil on FM 389 in Brenham, serving retailers, commercial, and rural users with fuels and lubricants.
Ready to speak up for a child who needs you? Volunteer at CASA for Kids, 1500 South Day in Brenham.
Modern Air Solutions, your local heating, cooling, and dehumidification experts. 451-5004. Subway. Freshly sliced. Order online, on your phone app, or in person. With 3 Subway locations in Brenham.
BK Auto Repair, 2 miles east on 105, featuring computerized wheel alignments and balancing.
Widner Plumbing LLC in Brenham, specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. License RMPL 9220.
Select Furnishings, located next to Brenham Dodge, making your house a home for over 27 years.
Cruzy Village, full-service care retirement community for the next chapter in your life.
Pizza Hut, they don't just make pizza, they make people happy. 1504 South Day Street in Brenham.
All right, and we come back here, and it is going to be Adrian Herrera, Chris Jones, and Javier Meraz to bat for the Rangers. As we're all tied up, Cubs and Rangers 4-4. And Adrian Herrera batting. He's been on base both times with a single and a walk. And Kime with a pitch. He is a strike 0-1. And it is a strike call. All righty. Back up the middle, Hart will throw off to Curtis, and that is one away. Hart's just so smooth out there. He just makes everything look easy, doesn't he?
You would never guess his dad was a coach.
And I'm bringing Chris Jones now.
Jones would have sacrificed his last at bat. Oh, and thanks to Otto for the agua.
Yep. Bounce up there and gets away. And Tucker kind of wincing a little bit. And I like this umpire going up to talk to kind of give Tucker a little more time to shake it off.
Just a reminder, concessions are open. Everything in the concession stand will be half price for the remainder of the game.
Yeah, squared away the punt and goes back to the backstop. 2-0. We're in the bottom of the fifth, all tied 4-4. On a Tuesday night in Bryan, Cubs in the Rudder Rangers. And squares away, good punt there, and Tucker up with it, throws to Curtis at first. And that's two away. And that'll bring up Javier Meraz.
Seems like it wasn't that long ago we said, well, you know, we had some breezy weather in February and March, and breezy, chilly weather, and now here we are, almost at the end of the regular season.
Pitches down low for a ball. And getting word on the Burton game. The Burton Roundtop Carmine game ended up getting canceled tonight due to lightning. And also because the kids are doing the star test right now, they can't start late. And let's see, they will play at RTC Friday at 5 o'clock. And then they're scheduled to do a warm game against Schulenburg on Saturday morning at 11 to get them ready for the playoffs. And so,
Coach Wheaton and I talked about that prior to this ball game.
Yeah.
Looking ahead down the road, and star testing will come into play. Mm-hmm. Come playoff time and all of this.
Oh, yeah. And strike call. It's 3-1 now on Maris.
Maris better hope that one doesn't go against.
And next pitch from Kime. And strike two.
Here we go. Now he's going to have to think about moving that bat.
Got him trying to battle through here. And strike three called. And that'll retire the side. So that's another three up and three down inning. Three up and three down. Way to go. Brenham National Bank's the way to go for the best banking products in town. Member FDIC. And we move along to the sixth inning. Tied 4-4. And back into here 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
For construction equipment and tool rental, visit United Rental, where quality and service is the difference.
From fixing your pet to annual vaccines, choose Animal Friends of Washington County for the highest quality care at the lowest cost in Brenham.
Enhance your business at your one source for marketing solutions. Branded Graphics, 2507 Becker Drive in Brenham.
Turn to the experts, Brenham Heating and Air Conditioning, your Carrier factory authorized dealer, celebrating 70 years of sales and service.
Edward Jones, Andrea Holly, financial advisor. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Have Nathan's Barbecue cater your next event. They're more than just barbecue. They're Nathan's. Call or follow them on Facebook.
Pool Techs, in business since 1982. Pools, spas, chemical supply, and maintenance. 319 South Austin Street.
Dahman & Associates, your local Germania agent for auto, home, business, boat, and life insurance at 310 South Bluebell Road.
Miller Electric and Plumbing, serving the Brenham area since 1952, with electrical and plumbing installations and repairs.
Visit the dentist office that'll make you smile. Brenham Family Dental at 2001 South Market.
All right, on we go to the sixth inning here. And for the Cubs, it'll be the bottom three in the order. Grady G, Evan Curtis, Caleb Maurer to bat here against Jaden Gonzalez. And we're all tied up 4-4.
Now batting number seven, G.
Grady G, 1-for-2 with an RBI double and a run score. And then struck out his last time up. And the pitch, and that's outside for a ball. It's 1-0. And that one threw behind him, and that's 2-0.
Doug, notice all the youngsters down there in the batting cage.
Yeah. What about? Yeah.
Yeah, they're getting there. They're getting their early hitting in.
Yep.
Thinking about 5 years from now.
Yep.
Being a Rudder Ranger.
Yep. And strike call 2-1. taken for a ball. It's 3-1.
Just what the Cubs need right now is get a leadoff batter on base.
And that one down the line, fair ball. And she digging for, well, he's going to hold it after a good throw there by the left fielder. That's Noah Ramirez, held him to a long single. And now bring up Evan Curtis.
Now batting number 27, Curtis.
Roll it!
How many hits do you have, is that, Doug?
Let's see, for Brennan. I have four hits.
That's where I'm at.
Curtis showing bunt. And the pitch. Bunt in foul. And it's an 0-1 count. Over to cut it off. Back-to-back singles for the Cubs. The two runners aboard now. I'm going to bring up Caleb Maurer. Good job there by Curtis of faking the punt. And
faking pulling. The punt and third baseman coming in and drills one down the third baseline.
And now Maurer the batter.
Now batting number 10, Maurer.
Squares way to bunt. Oh, he's a good one down. Only play is to first. He double clutched, and Maurer beats it out. Good point. The other reason, double clutch, nobody was covering the bag.
That's it. Nobody.
And so base is loaded now, and that'll bring him Dalton Hart. It's not a big opportunity for the Cubs to try to get back out in front of this one.
I tell you what, huge mental error there by the Rangers.
Yeah, it's going to. Let's see, we're going to get a. Looks like a runner out there at second base for Curtis. It might be Austin Maurer.
Looks like that jog.
And so the conference on the mound. We have Coach Ramos and his infielders, pitcher and catcher. And he'll head back to the dugout. For three with an RBI single. Go. Pitch outside for a ball.
What a situation for a pitcher.
Mm-hmm. Bases loaded, nobody out. The 1-0 to Hart. And that one is going to be a base hit. Cubs are going to retake the lead. As G scores, it's an RBI single for Hart. And they'll bring in Brody Tucker.
Dalton Hart does his job.
Cubs now lead 5-4.
Two singles, two RBIs.
Now batting number three, Tucker.
Tucker 0-2, but last time up was hit by a pitch and scored a run. Yeah, that's a strike call.
Had a heck of a situation here. Bases loaded. Ooh, hit in the middle of the order.
Mm-hmm. That one over to third. Third baseman knocked it down. And Austin Maurer scoring. Now here comes Caleb Maurer. He will score. And that will give the Cubs a 7-4 lead.
Are we going to call that error?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, that's a hard one there.
Now batting number 22.
Yeah, we're going to get a courtesy runner over for Tucker and see who can tell who came in there.
Play smart!
We got a
I'm going to say it's Brady Rao.
Okay. So Brady Rao coming in to run.
Hard to tell the number.
And Benke pitches inside and gets away. Runners will move up.
Situation here, you got first base open, but you put him on and your cleanup hitter comes up.
Yep. 3-0, but they know what Benke can do if he gets a hold of one.
He's now giving him the base.
They're just going to put him on and take the chances with him.
Is that two trips or three trips in an inning?
I don't know. This is the second trip of this inning. And so that'll be it for Gonzalez. So we'll have a pitching change here. And we'll be back. Cubs lead at 7-4, top of the sixth inning. And back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Mr. Windshield, here for all your auto glass needs. 2831 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Brenham Heritage Museum. Telling the diverse stories of Brenham and Washington County.
Rhode onions, jalapenos, crispy bacon, adding big flavor to your hometown Whataburger. Now with online ordering.
Naylor Floors, LLC. Experience in wood floors since 1973. Visit them at 3962 Highway 36.
Poppyscapes. Commercial and residential landscaping, beautifying outdoor living spaces for 20 years. Call 979-289-0436.
T3 in Brenham, complete source for trailer parts, rentals, and accessories. T3TNT.com.
Daryl Meyer, specializing in retirement and investment planning. Call to optimize your financial future. 836-9311.
Visit AJ's General Repair in Chapel Hill for general automotive and trailer repairs, including starter and alternator services.
Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder at Performance Health and Wellness, specializing in rehabilitation and sports medicine.
We'll be right back. All right, as we come back here, and we do have a pitching change, and it is Barrett Wasco. He is going to take over for Gonzalez. Gonzalez going the first five and into the sixth inning, but couldn't get it out of here. Got six straight base runners in reach. And the Cubs run him as retaking the lead 7-4. And it'll be Landry Mendoza due up, followed by Lucardi and Cannon Crater. Doug Brown and Tommy Leahy with you on this Tuesday evening. You're listening to KWHI 1280 AM, KT69GU 101.7 FM in Brenham, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com. And of course, don't forget our KWHI app for your smartphone. And now Landry Mendoza coming to play. Landry 0 for 1, but he's walked and been hit by a pitch and scored a run.
Now batting number 9, Mendoza.
And Wasco ready with his pitch. And Mendoza swings and misses it, and it's 0-1. Inside and just goes over the head of Mendoza. It's 1-1.
Landry was hit by pitches last at bat.
Yep. One bounced up there, and it's 2-1. Strike call. 2-2 now, so the count even on Mendoza. And pitch coming, curveball up high, and it's 3-2. Full count now. And that one is going to be knocked down by the second baseman, and they'll get the force play. And Tucker retired. 4-6. Coming in to score was Hart. I think that was Benke that got retired. Benke was forced out. And so Mendoza on, so we got runners at the corners. One out down with Lucardi. And that was called. Comes now with that run by Hart scoring, and that makes it 8-4. And outside for a ball. 1-0. And that one, a foul ball. And it's 1-1. called on the inside corner, 1-2.
You called it right, Doug. He broke that curveball right on that inside corner.
Moscow checks to the runners. And that one got low ball. And meanwhile, Mendoza will take second uncontested. Hardy swings and misses. He's down on strikes. And that'll bring up Grady G. And Grady's had a big night tonight at the plate with a couple of hits. He's also got an RBI and scored twice.
Number 24.
And so the Cubs now batted around in this inning. Takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1. Thought it was called on Pyro to give the plate a good cleaning.
Would a crater ask him to clean the plate?
I don't know. So Crater batting. Oh, that is right. This is Crater. I was better off here. Crater batting. G is on deck. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-1 on Crater. Crater 1-for-3 with an RBI double. Last time up into a double play. The rare 1-2-3 variety.
Yeah, very rare 1-2-3.
And in there for a strike, 2-2.
I came back with fastball on that inside corner.
This one is going to be in there, base hit. He's going to get a couple of runs home. Crater heading for two.
He's going three.
And he will be in there with a two-run triple for Cannon Crater. That'll make it down 10-4 Cubs.
What's that? A double, a triple,
yeah,
three RBIs.
Yeah. And now Grady G, the batter.
Oh, and left out Cannon scored a run.
Mm-hmm. And G swings and misses 0-1.
Grady didn't have a good cut at that one.
No. And down low for a ball. 1-1. And this one hit a high fly ball. And it is going to be caught.
Oh.
Or did he? No. And end up dropping. And so the run scores. Crater scores and make it 11-4.
Not batting number 27.
Looks like they lost in the lights over there. And so Curtis batting now. And Curtis takes a strike. Curtis has been on base all three times tonight. A walk. He was hit by a pitch and then had a single last time around.
What a way to have a perfect night. Does a lot for that on-base percentage.
Oh, yeah. That's one thing I noticed about Curtis. Even when he hasn't got the hits, he just finds a way to get on base.
And you know what? That's all that matters.
Yeah. And pitches outside for a ball, 1-1.
So we were cruising along with a really, really tight ball game, and all of a sudden the Cubs found a way to explode.
Yeah, they busted only 7 runs so far in this inning. And that's a ball. Going to drop in for a base hit, and Grady G just keeps right on running all the way over to third, and now that'll bring up Caleb Maurer.
And Caleb with a single, his last at bat.
Yep.
Maurer
waiting on the pitch from Bosco. And that one is outside for a ball, 1-0. Strike call. 1-1. And strike call. 1-2. Backtracking and making the catch is the center fielder retire the side. But in the inning, the Cubs do come up with 7 runs, and they lead it now 11-4 back on the bottom of the 6th inning. After we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Faith Mission WIC Clinic in Brenham, empowering and educating young families to make healthy choices. Texas WIC, smart choices, healthy families.
Leroy Schrader Contractor, rocking your world since 1958. Call 836-6521.
Bank with Bob. Bank of Brenham, your only downtown hometown bank. Local, friendly, mobile.
Teamworks Parts, Service, and Fabrication, where your truck and trailer's care and service are their top priority. 216 Happy Hollow Road.
Glass Mart Incorporated, serving the Brenham area for over 30 years as your one-stop shop for all things glass.
The Brenham Church of Christ invites you to join them on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays at 6:15. And remember, Let your light shine.
Pro Auto Supply has been voted Brenham's best 5 years running. Come on down to Brenham Napa Auto Parts for all your needs.
Find the right insurance rate for you and your loved ones with Washington County Insurance, where everyone is treated like family, friends, and neighbors. 979-251-7771.
DDM Pipe and Steel, from angle iron to flat plate to steel roofs. Everything you need for your next metal project.
Say goodbye to blurry vision with some help from Dr. Brandon Guillory and Dr. Brittany Bruton at TSO, located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center.
And as we come back here, we got a pitching change for the Cubs. Luke Hardy has taken over here. And this pitching change is brought to you by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Insurance you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, and business. Give them a call on 836-3613 and get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That's Wellman Insurance, 836-3613. First pitch is a strike in zone one to Marcus Spiriqueta.
That's 16.
Oh, okay. Pitch is... So he'll trot on down to first. And that'll bring up Aiden Gray, the shortstop. Hey, not the way Hardy wanted to get the inning started off.
That's not the way.
Aiden Gray.
Aiden Gray. Right field. Single and single.
Yep. Scored two of their four runs. So runner at first, and Hardy gets set. Next pitch outside for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Ready, Cam?
And that one fouled away. One ball, one strike. Skipped away a little bit from Tucker, but he's in not too far to where the runner couldn't move up. Two balls and strike.
Ready, Cap.
And outside for a ball. 3-1 now. Fill the count now. And swing and a miss. And down on strikes goes Gray, and that's out number one. And that will bring up Jose Ponce, the first baseman. He's also 2-for-3 in the game.
Number 7, Jose Ponce.
And taken for a strike. 0-1 count.
Yeah, nice fastball in that outside corner.
Get the ball.
Pep check swing. And it did, so it'll be 1-1.
What a bad looking pitch.
Well, umpire said he held up.
Ready, go!
And pitch down low ball and got away a little bit from Tucker when he's able to retrieve it before the runner took off.
Bounce like you're having a little fun with the umpire there. I like that. You probably said you got a brush in your bag.
2-1, runner going, foul back. It was an intent hit and run play on there.
You know what? Behind seven runs, why not?
Yep.
You're down to five outs.
And this one sent out to right field. And Rao out, makes the catch for out number two. And they'll bring a Boston Ison.
Now batting the center fielder, number eight, Austin Ison.
How can I lose when we the who's who's?
Ison, 1-2, RBI, and scored a run.
Uh-huh. And pitch foul back, 0-1. Going, throw down from Tucker. And he says,
close play, Doug, but yeah. I believe I'm going to say that the tag was high.
Yeah. But a good throw from Tucker, especially because then he made that from his knees. Pitch. Digging for a strike.
I've said it once and I'll say it again. Brody Tucker's a welcome addition.
Yep. And demo for a ball. 2-2. Swing foul. Pitch was coming inside and Ison fouled that one away. And it really popped up and foul. Count as a 2-2. it's going to be the run coming from the score. It's going to be at least a double for Eisen. And that'll make it 11-5.
Eisen hit that one on the nose.
Mm-hmm. Catcher Tucker going out there to talk to Hardy, as well as first baseman Curtis, and we're going to get time called, and it's going to bring coach out. And you just hope, when we were in Cywood, you remember he had some back issues that led to him leaving early, and you just hope those haven't flared up. Apparently they have.
That is it.
And it's a Hardy coming out of the game. Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a new pitcher for the Cubs. And I think, is that Braden Steele?
That's who it walks like.
Yeah, it's Braden Steele. And so while we're doing the pitching change, let's send you back to the studios. And let's hear 60 seconds from the sports friends.
Woodman Life. For life insurance and financial security for your family, call Amanda Coring and Russell Coring.
Discover freshness at Brenham Quality Meat Market. Fresh meats hand-cut just for you. 509 South Market Street. The name says it all.
Thielman Construction and Steg at Thielman Plumbing, your premier custom home builders in Washington County.
For clean and affordable toilets, call K&H Portable Toilets. Remember, the job's not finished until the paperwork is done.
Enjoy life off-road with new or pre-owned power sports vehicles from Rob's Fun Center in Brenham. Parts and services available.
Strand Associates, decades of experience helping Brenham and Washington County grow through quality professional engineering. Explore Hyundai of Brenham's new electric vehicles. Eco-friendly, cutting-edge, and ready for a test drive. Highway 290 West.
Seidel Schrader, 2707 South Market, providing quality tax, accounting, consulting, and audit services to the Brazos Valley since 1967.
Bosky's Jewelry at 210 East Main Street in downtown Brenham. Proudly serving customers for over 80 years.
All right, as we come back here, and apparently the injury flaring up on Luke Hardy, so Cubs going to the bullpen, and Braden Steele coming on quickly to pitch. And this pitching change is sponsored by Wellman Insurance. Make the change to Wellman Insurance. Wellman Insurance is insurance that you can trust and rely on for your health, life, car, home, personal, or business. Give them a call at 836-3613 to get a quote on insurance that's been customized to fit you and your life. That is Wellman Insurance in Brenham. And that number again is 836-3613. And still warming up quickly. And since it was an injury-related issue, he would have been, he was allowed all the time he wanted. But looks like he's ready to go. And so Parker Jones, the batter.
I hope it's not anything serious. You know, we saw that two times in a row now. We saw it in Cyprus and Luke having to leave that game. Let's just hope it's not anything real serious.
Jones, the batter, he's bunted the last two times up. Yeah, first pitch from Steele is taken for a ball upstairs. It's 1-0. There's two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Cubs with an 11-5 lead. And that one in there for a strike, 1-1. one down low for a ball. And it's 2-1. And down the ball gets away from Tucker and goes all the way to the fence. And the runner moves up to third. 3-1 count now on Jones. And strike call, 3-2.
Yeah, nice comeback pitch there, knee high by Braden.
And that one fouled away. Holds the count at 3-2. Inside ball four. And so a walk there to Jones, and that'll bring up Noah Ramirez. The runners at the corners. But there is still two outs in here.
Now batting the left fielder, number 17, Noah Ramirez.
Ramirez going on an error. Fielder's choice. And out 5-3.
And this one popped up and fell back behind us. And it's an 0-1 count.
Just off that outside corner.
1-1. And this one foul back in the screen once again, and it's 1-2. Leading 11-4 here, bottom of the 11-5, bottom of the sixth inning. And striking gold, got him looking, and that one to the side. In the inning, they do get one run on one hit. There were no errors, and one left on. We go to the seventh inning. Cubs lead it 11-5. Back after we hear 60 seconds from the sports friend.
Brenham Collision Center, located at 810 West Main, offering repairs, insurance assistance, and 24/7 towing services just for you.
Fancy like Applebee's Bourbon Street Steak. Now that's eating good in the neighborhood at your local Applebee's in Brenham.
For professional real estate marketing, contact Ashley Yonke, broker associate with Hody Real Estate, BrenhamRealEstate.com.
Don's Appliance Services. Fast, courteous service on your appliances. A local business serving local people.
Neal Financial Group, the Money Makeover Team, Doug Neal, Tony Navari, and Jamie Key, 105 East Main Street.
Citizens State Bank, where our hometown is your hometown. Local people making local decisions since 1925. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Uniques, 706 North Park in Brenham. They do more than frame pictures, they preserve memories.
The Toy Box Child Development Center, 2203 South Austin Street. Everybody, somebody at the Toy Box.
Automotive Detail Services, the premier detailer in Brenham, Washington, and surrounding counties. 318 South Austin, right by Santa Fe.
Thrive at Financial. See agents Ray Weiss, Marvin Spreen, Ryan Oschenbeck, Penny Molly, Barney Lesh, Sean Weiss, and Casey Henley.
All right, as we come back here, the Brenham Cubs and the Runner Rangers were in the top of the seventh inning. Cubs lead it by a score of 11-5. And it will be
now batting number two,
Dalton Hart, followed by Brody Tucker, and then Drake Benke.
Dalton Hart, pretty good night. Two base hits, two RBI, scored a run.
No. Yeah, the first pitch from Wasco. Looked to bunt, pulled the bat back. And now the catcher going to go out and have a word with him. Hart, Tucker, and Benke here. And with Rutter being the home team, they would still get the last at bat. Pitches foul away. One ball, one strike. Cubs, if they can hold on here, will clinch a playoff spot. And then they still would have one more game, as Rutter is scheduled to be at Fireman's Park this Friday night for the final home game of the season. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time and 6:35 pregame. Pitch foul away. That will be on the sports alternate feed, as we'll have the Comets playoff game on the main feed. And that'll be a Comet. And, yeah, it's a busy with the softball playoffs coming up. Busy. A few couple of days, Thursday, Friday, and we'll see about Saturday. And pitches ball 2-2.
End of the week, busy week.
Yeah. And pitches outside for a ball, 3-2. And then, of course, with the rain coming in tomorrow, we'll see what happens. See what happens there. If that has any effect on anything. And that one is a base hit for Hart. It's his third of the game. And now that'll bring in Brody Tucker.
Now batting number 37.
And that one back up the middle, another base hit. And it's a two on now. I'll bring up Drake Benke. And Benke has walked the last two times he's been up. Wonder with two on here, they may take a chance to pitch to it. Yeah, looks like we're going to get a runner down there.
Yeah, it is runner. I can't.
Now batting number 22, Benke.
Yeah, pitch is a strike call. 0-1.
Doug, you see what that young lady was walking up the steps with?
Uh-uh.
I mean a whole platter of cupcakes.
That is a strike call. Or no, a ball. It's 1-1.
If you didn't see it, I'm going to see it when it involves food.
Yeah.
And even better yet, when it's cupcakes.
Oh, yes. That one outside for a ball. And it's 2-1. And inside, nearly got it. I don't know how Drake avoided that. And he hits this one ground ball to short. Step on the bag for one, throw to first, double play. And so that's two down now. And they'll bring up Landry Mendoza as Hart moves over to third.
Now batting number nine, Mendoza.
Yeah, pitch is taken for a ball, 1-0.
Andrew walked, scored a run, fly to short, got hit by a pitch, so on a fielder's choice.
And curveball in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Inside, and it's 2-1. That is a strike call. 2-2. Popped up and caught by the shortstop. That'll retire the side. In the inning for the Cubs, no runs, two hits, no errors, one left on. Yeah, we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Cubs need three outs to secure their playoff berth. And we'll be back to see how it transpires after we hear another 60 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Awards and More, creating customized awards, trophies, plaques, and more for the Brazos Valley. Highway 36 South in Brenham.
Get your car squeaky clean inside and out. Squeaky Clean Express Car Wash, located at 1604 Highway 105 in Brenham. If it don't squeak, it ain't clean.
For quality health care in the comfort of your home, call Golden Years Home Care, 251-7705.
Brenham Ironworks, for automatic custom gates, running metal building panels, and trim and complete building packages. Brenham Ironworks.
Call Texas Vein and Wellness Institute to schedule your free screening today. 281-888-1464.
Gather with Christ Lutheran Church on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning. Christ Lutheran, where everyone fits.
If you need foundation repair, trust the experts at Keystone Foundation Repair. Quality at an affordable price. Call 281-658-7000 today for a free estimate.
Call Amy Moore, an eXp Realtor, at 979-203-3563. She'll make your dreams come true.
Dawn of Grace Behavioral Health offers convenient, accessible, and exceptional mental and behavioral health care, changing patients' lives for years to come.
For a sweet job on your residential and commercial plumbing needs, call Plum Level. Techs you can trust to be on the level.
As we come back here, we reach the bottom of the seventh inning, and it is the Brenham Cubs leading the Runner Rangers 11-5. Braden Steele needs three outs to secure the Cubs spot in the playoffs. And Runner trying for a big last-second rally here. They've already pulled it off once tonight, so you can't take anything for granted here. Hey, Adrian Herrera, the batter now. Been on base twice with a single and a walk. Braden Steele with the pitch. Swung on and missed, 0-1.
Good curveball there by Braden Steele.
Still the third pitcher of the game for the Cubs. Dawson Keim got the start and is in line to be the winning pitcher. Pitch bounced up there, a ball, and it's 1-1. Catcher Tucker, now ready to resume. One pitch, and that's taken for a ball. 2-1. And this one will ground ball to third. Maurer up with it, fires across to first, and nice dig on the other end by Curtis. And that'll bring up Chris Jones, the designated hitter. Strike. And that one bounced up there, ball, and it's going to go to the backstop, and it's 1-1. Sent out to center. Crater oncoming. And makes the catch for round number two. And so now it's down to Javier Merez. Oh, and it'll be Andrew Carrillo coming on the bat instead. So Carrillo to bat.
I have a pinch hitter, number 10, Andrew Carrillo.
And so Carrillo batting. After Merez was 0 for 2 with a walk. And pitch coming. Down low for a ball. It's 1-0 from Braden Steele.
Runner down to their last out.
Go, Andrew.
And next pitch in there for a strike.
A nice comeback pitch there by Braden.
Big Dad, you got it.
And this one popped up. Maurer gives a look. Well, that's going to be out of play. And it's a 1-ball and 2 strikes.
Get it, Taco.
You got it. Somewhere hard, kid.
Oh, strictly called. That is the ball game. And the celebration is on. The Cubs are going to the playoffs with a victory there. Your final score 11-5. And that'll take us to the postgame show. And this broadcast of the Brenham Cup Baseball made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next. Made possible by Kajurital Performance Health and Wellness, Tielemann Construction, the Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, John Breeden with State Farm, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Whataburger and Brenham, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Odie Real Estate, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching, WC Tractor, Hyundai at Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Pipe and Steel, and TNA Services. We'll be back with the post game after we hear these words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Alexandra with TNA Pest Control Services. We are locally owned and operated in Brenham. We will provide you with our brand name products and give you the best quality service we have to offer. Give us a call today for a free quote and let us help you get on your way to a pest management plan that works for you. At TNA Services, our number is 979-203-7632 or for Espanol, 979-661-2524.
Are you searching for a healthier lifestyle? Living with everyday stress? Are you an injured athlete, a weekend warrior, or something in between? At Performance Health and Wellness, Dr. Reagan and her staff are ready to get you feeling your best with chiropractic care for all walks of life, aesthetic services for all skin types, and counseling services for ages 6 to 17. Make an appointment today at Performance Health and Wellness by calling 979-451-9111 or by visiting the new office at 301 East Academy Street in Brenham.
WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham, invites you to stop by and browse through their selection of New Holland track loaders, wheel loaders, backhoes, and mini excavators ready to tackle those tough jobs. WC Tractor is located on Highway 290 East. They're ready to take on all your New Holland equipment needs, and their trained staff is ready to help you with your parts and service needs as well. WC Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Brenham. Visit them online at WCTractor.com.
As a young adult preparing for life, you may have questions about how to finance your new goals and dreams. Brazos Valley Schools Credit Union is dedicated to helping you make smart choices about money. Their checking accounts give you easy access to your cash. And if it's time for new wheels, their loan officers can help with that too. You don't have to be an educator to be a member. For more details, visit bvscu.org. BVSCU is federally insured by NCUA and all loans subject to credit approval.
All right, as we come back in here, it is time now for the post-game show. And see, we got somebody heading our way here. And Brenham comes with a victory, 11 to 5, the final score. We're going to start first with Grady G coming in here. And Grady, a big night for you guys. It was a little dicey there at the beginning, but you guys managed that big seven-run inning to put this one away.
Yes, sir. I think everything just came together in the dugout. We kind of had to, like, flip the switch after seeing what they did in that one inning, and we just kind of went from there.
Yeah, and, of course, this was a big one for you guys because now you clinch your spot in the playoffs.
Yes, sir. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and I know, especially this being your senior year, I know y'all definitely, after just missing out last year, y'all were definitely looking forward to trying to get back there again this year.
Yes, sir. I think this game is just like something we have to build off of on Friday night, and then next week just go off from there and do our thing.
Yeah, and, of course, you had a big night on base three times. And tell us a little bit about what you were seeing up at the plate this evening.
Oh, I was seeing it well. You know, my first at-bat, had to get a good two-strike approach, and then I saw my pitch and just let it rip. And then from there, I just kind of went from there, seeing the ball well.
All right, Granny, thanks for joining us.
Yes,
and
sir.
We're going to get Cannon in here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And Cannon, big game for you guys tonight. As we were talking about a little bit with Grady there, it kind of got a little dicey with them when they were came back to tie it up. And what was the mood like in the dugout after that?
We really figured out that we had to step it back up. I mean, that's a good team. Their record doesn't show it, but they have a good ball club. They fight and they're scrappy.
And you had the really big hit of the night, legging out that triple. Take us through that at bat there.
He dotted up a slider, a really good pitch, and then I'm just looking for something away, and he threw in a perfect strike inside, and then I got to two strikes, just tried to get myself over the plate and get the other way, and he threw me a fastball. And
yeah, and then on the defensive end tonight, you guys, the three pitchers tonight with Dawson, and then with Luke, and then finally Braden to wrap it up in there. And talk about the job those three guys did this season.
Those guys have put so much work into this whole season. They've been pretty much the whole organization. They grind. They work through everything. Every little injury, every little chink in their armor, they get it done.
And now I know this mean. How much does it mean to you guys to get this chance to go to the playoffs?
Oh, it's awesome. But I do give credit to our coaches. They put in so much work with us. They stay late. They do everything they possibly can to give us the best chance.
All right, Cannon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And we look forward to this playoff run.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All righty. And we'll continue now with the post game. And were any signs of Coach Wheaton? We'll go ahead and
he may be celebrating a little bit with the rest of the guys.
And we'll go ahead and while we've got an opportunity and send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Are you looking for a new home or wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Two things investors want to hear.
Okay. All right, as we come back here, and I think we got Coach Wheaton is going to join us now here in the press box. And Coach didn't go totally according to plan, but you guys were able to come back and stage a good rally at the end there and pull this one out.
Yes, that's a scrappy bunch over there, and they gave us all we wanted tonight. Credit to our hitters in the sixth inning, getting them over the big part of the plate and executing some small ball with the slash by Evan Curtis. But, you know, just proud of our guys. So they did a great job at the plate all night, and, you know, those guys have been playing people tough for weeks now. So like I said, you know, it's one of those games where, you want them to understand the importance of it, but you don't want it to feel like a must win either. So, they did a good job just staying in the moment, getting back in there. When Redder had the big inning and took the lead there, you know, it's a tough spot to be in for your hitters, and they answered the bill.
Yeah. And, yeah, there were a couple of miscues in the field, but then later on in the game, it, like, everybody just kind of toughened up, and Cannon and Grady were saying, everybody knew they had to step it up.
Yeah, no, they did exactly that. You know, what the pressure of winning one or coming off the bye week, whatever it is, those guys, they didn't flinch, man. You know, it wasn't clean baseball there for an inning, gave them a couple, but did a great job of answering back at the plate. And, you know, Dawson Kahm wasn't as sharp as tonight, but he's still, you know, he's a guy that's around the strike zone that kept us in the game. And the top of their order is pretty dang good. You know, those guys have been getting 2 and 3 hits a game with Ism and the leadoff guy Gray. Those are two weapons. So proud of Steele coming in and Hardy as well.
Mm-hmm. I know that was one of the things Cannon brought up. He said those guys over there are a lot better than what their record indicates.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you totally. I think that's one of the best Rudder teams in the past few years. You know, I know their record in district doesn't show it, but, you know, if you go and look at the scores, and we were able to get out and scout them on Tuesday night, and they've got Consol on the mat up 6-5 in the fifth inning before Consol had a similar inning as we did in the sixth. But, you know, there's some mishaps out there, but, you know, at the end of the day, our guys applied the pressure and put ourselves in a good spot to, you know, to throw those haymakers there.
Yep. And with that big seven-run inning there, you guys now – have clinched yourselves a playoff spot.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I know after not making it last week, I know this one's going to feel pretty sweet here.
No, it definitely does. You know, that obviously one of our goals was to make the playoffs, but the ultimate goal is to play the best baseball right now this time of year. And so I feel like we're starting to swing the bat, but well, got to get Hardy 100% healthy. He's back still bothering him a little bit, but, you know, we got a couple days to play with and looking early lean, probably Brody Heyman, the senior left who's thrown a lot of big games for us. And, you know, the guys will feel great about that guy towing the rubber on Friday. So still got an outside chance at a district championship. So if College Station, they beat Lake Creek tonight. So if they can get them again, we're right back looking at a tie for district, and we'll see what Saturday.
Okay.
Still in play. So we'll see what Saturday looks like with that. We need to take care of business on Friday.
All right, Coach, thanks for joining us, and good luck to you on Friday.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, Coach Chase Wheaton joining us, and we'll be back after we hear some more from our sponsors.
Wanting to sell your ranch? Hody Real Estate has been active in all aspects of real estate since 1978. They're family-owned and operated in the heart of downtown Brenham with everything from residential and country homes, farms and ranches, unimproved lots, acreage, and commercial property. Visit online at hodyre.com to see their listings or call 836-8532 and receive the professional real estate marketing and representation you deserve. Hody Real Estate, roots for the home team this baseball softball season.
Wayne and Clarence of Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Brenham Cubs and Cubettes baseball and softball teams this season. We're cheering on the Cubs and Cubettes into another successful season leading into the playoffs. We wish them a swift and safe victory this spring. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, we make it personal.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the students of Washington County. The owners and staff at Kenjura Tile wish good luck to the Brenham High School and Blinn baseball and softball teams, and thanks to all the coaches, parents, and the schools for all their hard work and contributions in making this experience possible for the young people of Washington County. Kenjura Tile says, go, play, win.
All right, as we come back here, and glad to have our visitor with Coach Wheaton as well as Grady and Cannon. And
good to see smiles on their faces.
Oh, yeah, they got to be. And now let's it's time for our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
That one's simple.
That one's very simple. And we just heard from him, Cannon Crater, with that big triple there.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out here. Was that about this, or was that the fifth?
Let's see. That was in that fifth inning where
when they got the seven. I thought I had it all down, but I didn't want to say the wrong thing on the radio.
Right.
But I tell you what, Cannon Crater had, you know, just a really really outstanding night. As he mentioned, he looked for pitches that he wanted to hit, and he got the pitch that he wanted to hit, and he came up in that big fifth inning there, and just drove a ball all the way to the right center field wall. Never stopped running. Ended up being an easy triple for him. So, Cannon Crater, our Hyundai of Brenham drive of the game.
And drive off in a new Hyundai today. Hyundai of Brenham offers a fantastic selection of electric and hybrid vehicles, flexible financing options, expert auto services, and exceptional customer service. Whether you're in the auto services and exceptional... Whether you're in the market for a sedan or an SUV, they've got something for you. Their dedicated team is there to assist you every step of the way, ensuring you find the perfect vehicle to suit your needs. And when we come back, we'll take a listen. We'll tell you who the John Breeden star of the game is after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
So, now that the baby is coming, I guess we'll need to get life insurance?
Woodman Life.
What?
Good company. And they give back. That's what cinched it for your dad and me. Look, you need life insurance. You might as well get it from a company that does charitable works in the communities it serves.
In Brenham, your Woodman Life agents are Amanda and Russell Coring. Contact them for your life insurance and financial security for your family.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life. Standing strong for generations.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Brenham, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Visit TrailmastersTexas.com and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching wishes all the athletes a successful baseball and softball season.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Steggett Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction and Steggett Tielemann Plumbing your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction and Steggett Tielemann Plumbing are proud to sponsor the local area athletes and are cheering for the Cubs and Cubettes during this baseball and softball season.
The team at Hyundai of Brenham is ready to help you in choosing your next vehicle. Hyundai of Brenham is well-stocked to please a wide array of driving lifestyles. Their team will address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Whether in sales, financing, service, and parts, Hyundai of Brenham has your automotive needs covered. Check out their selection of vehicles at 1710 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Hyundai of Brenham is proud to sponsor the Brenham Cubs, Cubettes, Blind Bucks, and the Lady Bucks during this baseball and softball season.
All right, as we come back here, it's time now for our John Breeden State Farm Insurance Player of the Game, or Star of the Game, rather, and multiple candidates for this one, Tom.
Oh, I tell you what, we had candidates all up and down the lineup this evening, a number of guys. But one of the guys, you got to have a little conversation with him this evening. He just had a really, really good evening, first time at bat. He gets a double with an RBI, ended up scoring a run, came up again, had another single, scored a run, and came up for the fourth time and got another single and another RBI. Grady G just has just been hitting the ball, just been seeing the ball really well here the last several weeks. I'm glad to see him, that he was in that lineup this evening. Grady G, our John Breeden Star of the Game.
And the Star of the Game sponsored by John Breeden State Farm Insurance. See State Farm agent John Breeden, 2006 South Day Street in Brenham, for State Farm Good Neighbor Service, insurance you can trust. And back with a final wrap-up after we hear one more time from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Abby Frank. If you're looking for a local lender that's Texas grown and customer owned, look no further. The Texas Farm Credit Brenham office, located on Highway 290 East in Brenham, specializes in flexible financing for agriculture, agribusiness, real estate, and more. We also offer insurance for crops, pasture, and livestock. Serving Washington, Austin, Lee, Lavaca, and Waller counties, we're here to support your farm operations and rural home purchases. Let our Brenham lending experts find the perfect services for your needs. Visit us today.
Right now at Whataburger, you can grab a honey butter chicken biscuit or taquito and a drink for just $5. Think about that. $5 for a whole breakfast? What else can you get for $5 these days? A ride share from your house to your neighbors? Half of a good book? A giant balloon without helium? That's no fun. But you know what is? Eating breakfast while grinning like you got away with something. Because you did. The $5 breakfast, what a deal. Available 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. daily for a limited time at Whataburger.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
State Farm can insure your car, your home, your possessions, but infinitely more precious and important, State Farm can insure your family's future. State Farm agent John Breeden can set up the right life insurance policy to protect your family's interest if the need arises. Life insurance from State Farm is tailored to fit your individual needs. So visit State Farm agent John Breeden at 2006 South Day in Brenham for State Farm Good Neighbor Service. State Farm Insurance. It's life insurance made for you.
And we welcome you back one last time, and that is going to do it for us here. Once again, your final score, Cubs win at 11-5, and now they move on to the playoffs, and that should be a fun bus ride home.
Oh, I tell you what, it'll definitely make for a fun bus ride home, and, you know, good to see the Cubs get back into the playoffs. That's going to be really exciting, especially for those seniors on this ball club, that you go out on a positive note and still have some baseball to play. That's very, very positive. So yes. Good luck to the Cubs in the playoffs.
Absolutely. And that's going to do it for us here. I want to thank Mallory for a great job on the board as always. Big thank you to you, the folks at home, for tuning in. And, of course, thank you to our sponsors to make the broadcast possible. And for all of us here at KWHI Sports, Doug and Tommy said goodnight, everybody.
Play ball!
The post-game show is made possible by Congener Apparel, Performance, Health, and Wellness, Tylerman's Construction, Mattress Guys, Woodman Life, Joe Brighton with State Farm, Memorial Oak Chapel, Texas Farm Credit, Waterburger and Brenham, Cody Real Estate, Trail Masters Cleaning and Mulching, WC Tractor, Brazos Valley School Credit Union, Hondeo Brenham, Nathan's Barbecue, DDM Piper Steel, and T&A Services. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.